It's 2 months since Hamas attacked Israel, killing 1,200 and taking 240 hostages. Since then, Israel has bombarded Gaza, committed to the elimination of Hamas. Over 16,000 people have been killed, including 7,000 children, according to Hamas officials. And as the people of Gaza flee and fail to find places of refuge, the Secretary General of the United Nations has warned that the humanitarian situation in Gaza may collapse. In a dramatic move, he invoked a UN article not used in decades to call on the UN Security Council to avert a catastrophe. Stuart Ramsey is chief correspondent with Sky News. He's been reporting about Khan Yunis in southern Gaza, where the Israeli army has intensified its offensive.
I think it's fair to say it's really, really difficult. We have our teams who are there, and life for them is very hard as well, even though they're still trying to work. In Khan Yunis, the fighting is in the centre of town, according to the Israeli Defence Forces, and on a larger than usual extent, they are actually engaging with Hamas. Hamas have released a video of them fighting Israeli forces. So they've been hiding in their tunnels in a lot of this, throughout a lot of this war. But now they're out and engaging with the Israelis, which I think the Israeli planners always knew was likely to happen. But the really big issue here, though, as you say, is about the huge numbers of people who are in Gaza. They're either moving to Al-Mawazi, which is on the Mediterranean coast. It's a really barren, basically a wasteland. It was originally a Bedouin settlement, but there's no aid there. They have to build their own homes. Nothing is being delivered to them, so it's pretty tough. And we know from people who are there that we've been talking to, or Sky News has been talking to, that you know, it's getting colder here, and people are living rough. So that's a pretty bad place to be. And then they can go towards the Egyptian border to the Rafah crossing area. That is also dangerous, though. There is a pause, but Israel has targets that it is attacking regularly from the air. And so people are living in an area that is itself an active war zone on occasions. So it's very, very dangerous for them there. There's very little aid coming through now. A little bit of fuel is being allowed through, but it's very controlled by the Israeli Defense Forces. And but aid, if you like, to best part of 2 million people, maybe slightly more, it has the aid distribution, etc., has all come to a standstill because the fighting is so fierce. And every road is dangerous. And the Israelis themselves have told people that they need to stay put if they haven't left already around Khan Yunis, particularly on the eastern side, basically saying if you go out of your houses, it is dangerous. And so we've seen pictures over the last day or so of an ambulance being caught up in a firefight, and or rather at least just fighting, and people having to sort of run away on the streets to try to get cover. So it's very, very dangerous for the population of Gaza now. And really, apart from those two areas, there is nowhere to run, and they're not very safe either.
Is it clear yet what the IDF plan of campaign is? Because when this war started 2 months ago, it centred around Gaza City, where at that stage the IDF says Hamas was hiding out. It is now centring around Khan Yunis.
Yeah, basically there's two objectives. One is to release all the hostages. Obviously, there was a ceasefire, and there was a hostages and prisoner swaps that happened. But there's still, you know, over 100 hostages still inside. So that's one of their objectives. The big objective, though, that is to completely destroy Hamas and to take out its leadership. As it stands, they've achieved neither of these. And so you will not see any type of pause in the fighting, as far as I can tell, until they have been able to achieve at least part or a substantial part of both of those. So that would include hostages being released or rescued, I would say, in this case, but also some of the big names of Hamas being taken out. Now, the top leadership are probably almost certainly underground and will stay there. The Israelis need to try and take out the tunnel systems that they have, but that's really, really complicated. And there's also talk about them potentially flooding the tunnels. But of course, if the hostages are down there, they'd end up being drowned. So that they're in a difficult place there. But that's really, you know, we know that the IDF have spoken to the United States and they've been talking about timelines. They're obviously not revealing what those timelines are. But I think really they have to achieve some successes. Now, that may be the hostages, but ultimately, probably the most important bit is to show that some of the senior members of Hamas have been either captured or killed. And I don't think that they can stop until they've achieved that, because as it stands right now, they're causing havoc within Gaza, and militarily it's a successful campaign, but they aren't actually achieving an awful lot other than huge numbers of people having to leave their homes, and of course the international community watching on and saying, you know, you just can't keep doing this. And so at some point they're going to have to stop, but they need to have some successes first.
And to turn to the politics and the diplomacy, there has been a very angry Israeli reaction to the move by the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to invoke a very rarely used article in communications with the Security Council.
That's right, Article 99. It's used rarely. It basically says to the Security Council, we've got a massive problem here, or rather, you've got a massive problem here, and you've got to discuss this, and you've got to come up with some type of plan to try and get the protagonists involved in this war to see sense and stop fighting. Obviously, Israel, they've already asked for the Secretary General to resign before, and they've repeated it again. They said, I think the quote is, he's reached a new moral low for asking for peace. But that is the mindset of the Israeli government as it stands right now, which is, you know what happened on October the 7th. You've seen how horrendous it was. Well, we told you we were going to go and get them, and we're going to go and get them. And the plan has always going to be a problem, because they promised so much. One, to completely destroy Hamas, but also a massive invasion, which, you know, I've been in Gaza many, many times, and I've covered the wars from inside Gaza. We're locked out at the moment. We can't get in. But they never have gone as far in as this before. So it's new territory. But they are. And it means that plan always had the fundamental problem, which was, these are massive goals you're trying to achieve, but there's millions of people in between achieving those goals. And that's what we're seeing now. But Israel is showing no indication to anyone that they're prepared to stop until, as I say, they've achieved at least something that they can show as a success. Be it, obviously, it would be excellent for them if they get the hostages out, but mainly they would like to take out the leadership of Hamas and then destroy them militarily. They possibly can do it. Whether that means that Hamas as an ideology has gone away, I would say that the basic plan is fundamentally flawed, because actually by all happening there, things are probably going to get worse, not better. But that's a decision they've made. Some people think it was somewhat rash by just charging in. But I think that the Israeli people were calling for blood as well after October the 7th. It shocked the entire society here. And they want Hamas to be destroyed. It's just how you go about doing it, and how you go about doing it without hurting huge numbers of civilians who have absolutely nothing to do with it whatsoever.
Stuart Ramsey, chief correspondent with Sky News, talking to me a little earlier.